Radio Prague News.
The European Commission has asked Prague for information regarding the alleged discrimination of Romani children in the Czech education system. The influential Prague lobbyist Ivo Rittig is one of 10 people whom the police have charged with money laundering and tax evasion. And police and bomb disposal experts are searching the premises of Pardubice University in the wake of a bomb threat. The European Commission has sent the Czech Republic a formal request for information regarding the alleged discrimination of Romani children in the Czech education system. The Czech authorities have 2 months to respond to the request. Amnesty International has welcomed the move, saying that the Czech Republic has for years failed to take effective measures to secure equal access to education for Romani children, who are very often placed in special schools for children with learning disabilities. A group of Romani parents took their case to the European Court of Human Rights in Strasbourg in 2007 and won, but Amnesty says little has changed in practice since. Meanwhile, responding to the criticism, the Czech Education Ministry said on Friday it was paying exceptional attention to securing equal access to education for all children and considered it to be one of its main priorities. The ministry spokeswoman noted that the ministry was systematically working to include socially disadvantaged children into the education mainstream. One of these measures, which has yet to be put into practice, is compulsory attendance of preschool classes, which would help Romani children integrate and overcome the cultural differences and language barrier that often present a problem. The police squad fighting organised crime on Friday cracked down on a group of people involved in the activities of the firm Oleochemical, charging 10 people with tax evasion, money laundering and embezzlement of large amounts of company funds. Among those charged is the controversial Prague lobbyist Ivo Rittig. Oleochemical produces and sells biofuel and it has cooperated with companies close to Mr. Rittig. Police and bomb disposal experts are searching the premises of Pardubice University in the wake of a bomb threat. According to the city's police chief, an anonymous caller said a bomb had been timed to explode at the university on Tuesday, September 30th. The building was immediately evacuated and police have been searching the premises. Nothing suspicious has so far been found, but the authorities are taking the threat seriously and the university will remain closed for the entire day next Tuesday. Another thorough police search will precede the building's closure. Another 38 people who risked their lives to stand up to the communist regime in Czechoslovakia between 1948 and 1989 have received recognition from the government for participating in the so-called Third Resistance. Among those who joined the list of resistance fighters are the former journalist and Charter 77 signatory Otta Bednarová and the former counterintelligence agent Vladimir Huchin. Altogether, around 660 people have been awarded this status under a law on the Third Resistance passed 3 years ago. Among them are former dissidents, political prisoners and people who saved the lives of others by helping them flee to the west across the heavily guarded Czechoslovak border. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The weekend should bring milder and sunnier weather, with daytime highs climbing to 20 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.